And now, bookmarks, writers on books they love.
Hi, my name is Richard Powers. I'm the author of 11 novels, most recently, Orfeo. I went back through my reader's notebooks of 40 years in which I've recorded everything that I've read over the last four decades, and I looked for a book that has the largest gap between the number of readers who actually read it and the number of readers who I'm sure could take intense pleasure and delight. And that book is Arthur Saltzman's Objects and Empathy. This book is a collection of lyrical essays on a variety of intimate subjects written by a man of great wit and soul and intelligence who died way too young. Saltzman was a scholar of contemporary American literature. He wrote about many, many fiction writers. But I think he will be remembered as the author of several collections of personal essays that spin glorious, word-drunk fantasias out of everything from board games, boys in a back alley in suburban Chicago, his father's gambling, the way that Michael Jordan moves on a basketball court. This is a man who's constantly at play in the fields of language. He's keen, he's honest, he's super smart, but he's also just joyously and sometimes devilishly funny. His lyrical essays span the whole spectrum of human emotion, but I think I love him mostly because he's a man who knows that there's no passion greater than our desire for connecting through words. Saltzman is the master of the resonant epigram in Objects and Empathy. He talks about creation in this way. He says, there's a joke going around Sunday school. In the beginning, there was nothing. Then God said, let there be light. There was still nothing, but now you could see it. And about men and their endless competition, he says, most alpha males mollify down the alphabet a bit. About fate, he says, fate is a flirt. As she bats her lashes at the end of the bar, we wonder if she's beckoning us or suffering from allergies. And about life as we live it, he has this finally to say. So we reside for a time between astronomy and mulch. In fact, the sky is full of light, full of bright fatalities, like an eternal series of deferred payments. And all of it is my portion tonight, as far as I can see.
Richard Powers is the author of 11 novels. His latest is Orfeo. You can find more bookmarks on our website at ttbook.org.